Mandy.
I was just looking at the text you just sent me.
Yeah,
That was my face.
Mandy and puppy. So, and that woke my puppy up talking about a puppy. Yeah. Yes.
But
How?
does Honey have on a turtleneck?
She has a coat, but not a turtleneck.
Well, see, as a person who doesn't typically turn the heat on in my house, we need a turtleneck inside. She could probably use a coat the next couple of days as well. But when you put the turtleneck on her, which I took it off yesterday because it was pretty warm, but I put it back on this morning. When you first put it on, it's like she's either paralyzed or she's struck by, like stiff leg syndrome or something. It's like she like falls over. She can't move, and then when she can move, she sort of falls over. I'm like, what are we doing? Let's walk.
Dramatic
Let's go.
much.
Crazy. Totally
Love it.
dramatic. Very
I love
dramatic.
it.
Very
Yes.
dramatic dog.
Yes. Yes.
But I will say I posted on my Instagram page that I have for my fostering, which automatically feeds to my Facebook. If y'all are not familiar, I think we've talked about it on here before too, the 3-3-3 rule, where it's 3 days if you adopt a dog or foster a dog that's been rescued. You have to give it 3 days to even start to like relax at all. And in about 3 weeks, they'll relax enough to kind of start showing some of their personality a little bit. And it isn't until 3 months that they sort of fully settle in and believe that they're safe and going to be all right. And so we are almost at 3 months with Mercy, and I can absolutely tell,
Well,
even though we had
good.
that 3 week. Yeah, we had the 3 week vacation and boarding. But yeah, it's funny, they sent the rescue had a trainer come and work with her while she was in boarding, and they sent me a video that he had taken. He calls it demand barking, what she does. And so once you know that's what it is and it's not aggressive, you can look at it differently. But when it first starts and when she's nervous and amped up, it's even worse. So you can imagine. When I first had her, and I had her in Nashville, and all she knows is demand barking, and she wanted, reassurance from everybody coming in and out of the room every time. It was a lot of demanding,
A lot.
and it is demanding. It's not a, quiet sort of bark. It often involves the showing of some teeth,
Oh, oh.
lots of jumping. Like it's a lot when it gets going, and so that has completely. We've curbed that behavior for the most part. I do have y'all, I have a next door neighbor, which, typically, I wouldn't say typically, I have occasionally had a snowbird, neighbor this time of year. 1 year I had the man who knocked on my door. Gosh, and what exactly was it he said? He knocked on my door at like, I don't know, 1 in the afternoon. And I opened it. I typically don't, but I opened it because I knew it was him. And he like put his arm up in my doorway and like leaned down, and he's like, "So my wife's gone. Want to come over?" He's like 80 years old, had dementia, had no idea. I talked to his wife later.
Well,
She's like,
bless.
"Oh my God, I'm so sorry."
Bless it. Okay. Well, I mean, he's forgiven, but like, what?
Yep. Those are typically my kinds of neighbors this time of
Right.
year. But no,
Dementia patients.
I knew there was somebody there when we got home, and I thought maybe he was going to check out, because we got home on Friday before New Year's. I mean, after New Year's. So I thought maybe he was staying through the weekend and then they'd leave on Sunday, but no, he was still there. So sometime last week, we finally met him. He is the brother of the woman who manages this unit, the property management company. And I've done some work for them, and I know them. They have Great Danes. They lost their Great Dane. They got a new Great Dane puppy. Like, they love all my fosters. They're very nice. The husband's like a grumpy Canadian who cracks me up. So anyway, when I found out that's who that was, I thought, okay, well, we're good. So then I was doing laundry and he had the door open. And this was last Thursday because I was going to choir practice. And so I said, hey, I'm going to choir practice tonight. Let me give you my phone number. If she is barking too much, just text me and I'll come home. And he's like, she's not going to bother me. It's fine, whatever. And I said, well, just in case. And so we had texted a little bit. But she did great. When I went to choir practice, there was none of that because it had been 10 minutes up, 10 minutes down with the barking and the moving the crate and all that. She did fine. Knock on wood. But the night before that, we had had a fire alarm at 2:30 in the morning,
As you do.
which is always fun. And I had not seen him, and so I was like, well, I didn't see you. Now, granted, I couldn't find my glasses, so I couldn't see anything, but I didn't see. Did you not come out? Did you stay in here during that fire alarm? Because that mofo's loud, y'all. And he was like, oh, well, I'm a combat veteran. And so I'm used to, when I was in Iraq, we would get a warning and I would go back to sleep. Oh, and I was like, okay. And that was the second time I had talked to him, and that was the second time he had mentioned he was a combat veteran. Noted. So anyway, then Friday, we're coming back in from being outside, and he comes walking up. I don't know if he had been at Shunt Gully or somewhere, but he was kind of coming around the corner of the building. He had on tight black jeans and a shiny blue button-down shirt, and he was strapped and carrying a jug. I mean, not like a semi-automatic machine gun,
Yeah,
which
but
I'm sure
like,
he used as a gun, but a big old pistol or whatever. I don't know anything about guns. It was large. Now, he's not a large person; he's a small man, but it was a large gun on his body.
for what?
Like, exactly. I'm sorry, sir. You are on 30A in January. What are you going to do? Who are you going to shoot? There ain't nobody here. What are you doing?
Showing off.
Anyway, so then I thought, oh God, he probably thinks I'm hitting on him. He probably thinks that I gave him my number
Oh
and
God.
talked to him, and I thought,
Yeah.
oh.
Not with your shiny shirt and black jeans, sir. No, sir. That alone to me. And then you add your big pistol. No, that's overcompensating for something.
He backs his car into the parking space. It looks like, remember when people like they're used to, we used to have big, people used to have everybody's pickup truck used to have a giant antenna. I don't know if it's like a CB radio antenna or something. He's got one of those on the back
Stop
of
it.
his Mercedes SUV. And then he also has a little thing, like a little, like the car dealership sticker tag that you can put on there. He has one of those on there that says combat veteran.
I was gonna ask if he drove a cyber truck.
I'm shocked he doesn't.
Right, because I
Shocked.
feel like that's the new, like, when you see a big truck or a big sports car, you think, small man parts. And I feel like the cyber truck is the new version of that. So, yeah.
So anyway, he's going to be here for a couple of months. Y'all stay tuned. I haven't seen him much this week, thank
Oh,
goodness.
good. Okay. Well, that's nice.
So, but anyway, that was my excitement last week. Getting Mercy adjusted to her new meds, has been exciting. But listen, I might have texted my rescue group text this morning about the successful evacuation that occurred this morning. She is finally done prepping for her colonoscopy, at least this morning. At least this morning. So let's
All
hope we
right.
have found we are on a special probiotic. We are, listen, I have to, because she already can't have any other can't ingest anything other
Right.
than her food, right? So I already soak her food in warm water and blend it up with my immersion blender and stuff it in the Kong and freeze it. So what I have added to it is psyllium husk to help with, the colonoscopy
Right,
situation. So
right.
I bought psyllium husk at Whole Foods.
And that's going okay. That we
Yes.
think helped.
Who knows? Have the fancy probiotic. See, there's a paste and then pills that you spring, you sprinkle the undo the pill and sprinkle it in there. But the paste is like the first thing you do, and you give it like 3 times a day for 48 to 72 hours. So I gave her a dose, and the second time I gave her a dose, I noticed it sort of smelled like beef or something. So I read the ingredients, and sure enough, there's beef flavoring in the paste. Well, guess what? She
She
can't
can't
have any
do it.
flavorings. So we had to quit that, and sure enough, she got a little spot on her paw popped up. I mean, it's just, you just have to be so diligent. But listen, we have, hopefully, fingers crossed, we have had a successful evacuation this morning, and it's big news.
Big
We are really
news.
glad.
Big news.
Other than that, I watched some football because you know I only get into the NFL and playoffs, and that was
Yeah,
fun.
love it.
Watched those. Decided I'm rooting for Matthew Stafford, whose wife is my favorite Hate Listen podcast, although she has quit podcasting. It's all kind of, I can't quite figure out what has happened. But anyway, so I'm cheering for Matthew Stafford. Although I'm also cheering for the Bears, and Matthew Stafford's playing the Bears this weekend, so I'm not sure how all that's going to go. Katie, I did not watch any Olympic coverage, but I'm beginning to see the storylines develop. I was thinking maybe what we could do is that we could each pick
Oh,
like an Olympian we want to highlight
love
as
it.
we head into the
Love
games.
it.
Every week we can do a book report on
I love
our
it.
Olympian of the week. What do you think?
I love that idea. I love that idea. I was also going to suggest that next week, maybe we talk about some ideas for food. I did a
Okay.
little preliminary research and I think I figured out what I'm gonna do.
Exciting.
Ish. Turns out Milan is the home of the Milanese.
Yes. Was that, did you have a light bulb
I
moment,
did.
Katie?
I
I'm real
did.
proud of you. I'm real proud of you.
Now, can I find a veal chop in South Georgia? Probably not. Am I
I
going to
don't
need
know.
to do chicken? Probably.
Yeah,
Maybe a
that's
pork
all right.
chop I can flatten out. Because I got some thin cut pork chops. So that's kind of where I'm leaning. But there's, if you just Google Milanese food, like it's specific Italian, but it's not unknown things. So I think we're,
Right.
I was worried that it was going to be some crazy stuff that I was not going to take the time to make, but I really think that it'll be doable and beautiful, and so I'm excited about that too. So,
Listen, we're only
yes.
3 weeks out, y'all.
I know, right?
Very
I know.
excited.
Me too. Me too.
Okay, well, good. Well, what else has been going? What's going on with you?
Well, so I got a call the other day from my dad. Yesterday, the other day was just a really weird day. It's just a weird, weird, weird day for a lot of reasons, some of which I shared with Mandy off air. But then my dad calls and he says, "We've been doing some research into our family tree and I found something interesting." And I said, "Oh,
Which is your love language?
do tell, do tell." He was like, "But you can't post it on Facebook." And I said, "Well, I really don't post much on Facebook. But you never know what's going to end up in a sermon." So if you, I know I've talked about it before, the Anjette Lyles murder story from Macon. She was what I thought was the first woman convicted of murder and sentenced to death in the state of Georgia. She was from Macon. She killed two, no, she killed a child, two husbands, and a mother-in-law by poisoning them. She owned a restaurant in downtown Macon.
Wow.
You can Google her. They've done a Dateline on it. Her name was Anjette Lyles. And the first line of the book about her was Anjette Lyle, Anjette Donovan married so and so Lyles. I can't remember the guy's first name at the Mulberry Street Methodist Church,
Well, there you go.
which is my home church. And so anyway, I thought that was the most interesting thing. And the first woman convicted of murder to hang in Georgia. It is not my family. Has one from 1895. So my from the
There you go.
Twiggs County, right? My I think it's three great aunt killed her husband. She and her African American boyfriend killed her husband and were both for the insurance money, supposedly, and were both convicted to hang in the state of Georgia in 1895. They ended up commuting both of those sentences, and she lived her life out in Milledgeville and is buried there. And when I say in Milledgeville, I mean the funny farm. So,
I was gonna say,
yeah, that
she had her
Milledgeville.
own house in
No.
Milledgeville, or was, yeah.
No, she was incarcerated at the mental institution in Milledgeville, the mental hospital, which is also where Anjette was, by the way. And she was in charge. My aunt was in charge, by the way, of the sewing room. And what we have
Wow,
found are the
there you go.
two Atlanta Journal articles about her. The first one is from either 1895 or 1896, outlining what happened. And then the second one is 1916, and it's her obituary. And it's pretty crazy and it's pretty long, so I'm not gonna post it in the notes. But if you want a copy, just reach out and I'll be glad to email it to you. I'm gonna send it to Mandy for her to read when we're done recording. It is fascinating. First of all, it's fascinating the kind of coverage people used to get in the AJC. And second, the story is just wild. So, we knew that. My uncle, and I'm not related to her by blood, I'm related to him. So we knew that he was buried in Twiggs County. We did not know the story until this week. So it's been, I mean, I feel like my family's finally interesting. So it's
Listen.
really, really weird.
Good. That's I'm excited for you. That's
Yeah,
have
I
we ever
mean,
talked, have I ever talked about my so my cousin Rick Hutto
yes.
lived in Macon
Yes.
for years, raised his children there. He wrote a book about called I had just had to look it up, A Peculiar Tribe of People. And it was about the murder of Mary Burge.
Yep. And the Burge House was next door to where I used to live in Macon.
Right,
Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So,
The only house in
anyway,
Macon I would never, ever own.
I have to call Rick when we get off this
Yeah.
Zoom, as a matter of fact, because
I'll
he
forward you
just
the
texted
articles.
me and said, give me a call.
Fascinating. Fascinating. It was just a weird day all the way around. But anyway, so I thought that was fun. I'm finally going to Aldi today. I'm really excited about that. I'm taking the day off. It's Thursday and I normally do some work and visit some people, but it's been, a long extended period and season in the church. And so
How
I
did last weekend go?
it was great. It was great. I was a little bit nervous. I was not very nervous. I mean, anytime the bishop shows up, who's my boss's boss,
Right.
and hears me preach for the first time. And we had some other very important and they would not say they're important, but I think they're important Methodist in the room. And so it's always a little daunting to preach in front of those people. But it went really well. The service was beautiful. We chartered, so we are now officially a United Methodist Church, and it is a great thing for us, and we are just so excited. So, and I know, thank you for posting a picture of me preaching. It was just a beautiful day. So I could not have asked for a better day. So I appreciate that very, very much.
Well, good.
And
I'm glad.
although
Can we
we
talk about
got,
how proud I am to be a United Methodist right now? Have you seen all the church signs? And honestly, every time somebody, other than one, I've seen one, but every time somebody posts like an inspiring church sign, it's a United Methodist church. I'm like, hell yeah.
And we're suing the ICE agents. The United Methodist Church is one of the churches suing ICE for entering safe sanctuaries. So
Good.
I mean, I think that, there was a minute there a couple years ago when I was like, I'm not sure I can remain United Methodist, but we have done some wonderful things with justice ministry, and I am here for it. And one of the things that my people like is that I'm not afraid to talk about that in the pulpit. And maybe I'm just too dumb to know that I could get in a lot of trouble with our current government, but I don't care. I got bail money. I got people that will bail
Listen.
me out tomorrow. So come on.
Listen.
Come the hell on.
Listen. Listen.
If ICE walks in my church, they're gonna walk right back out. Or they're gonna take the mask off and the gun off and leave them at the door and come worship.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. So, so I'm very excited about where the United Methodist Church is, and I'm glad that we're a part of it.
Way to go.
I am really excited about my Aldi trip today. By the way, if you have suggestions, Mandy, I was going to ask you, do you have an Aldi? Do you
We
shop at
have,
Aldi?
I haven't, I've been to Aldi like once or twice. I haven't, I'm looking,
Okay.
yeah.
I hear there's an unexpected cheddar dupe there, and I have the name of that, and I'm really excited to try it. So maybe next week after I go today, I will finally have some recommendations and ideas and things that I like. I'm very excited about the unexpected cheddar dupe. It is my favorite cheese on this planet, and I have missed it as I love
Well,
cheese. So
good.
there we go.
Fingers crossed.
Yep. The 19th is the final game of the college football season, and I'm real excited about it, mainly because I'm going to make your sausage dip, ma'am. The easy sausage dip that we love so much that Mandy gave us. It's sausage, cream cheese, and Rotel. And so I got all the ingredients. I'm going to make it for that game, and I'm very excited. So that'll be fun. I hope it's a good game. And then the only other thing that I did, I had a busy week, so I have a lot to share this week. But the only other thing I did was I got out of the house. My friend Becky made me get out of the house, and we went to Dovetail for dinner, which was divine. And before that, we went to Quill, which is a bar that's attached to like a little boutique hotel downtown, and that was great. I had a nice bourbon cocktail, and we walked over to Dovetail and had a wonderful dinner. And the manager is a friend and has been for a long time, so it was good to see everybody. It was weird though. Like, I mean, when you go out in Moultrie, I'm sure you still can't go out anywhere and not see people that you know. And I saw zero people that I knew in Macon, Georgia. I think that was a first.
Wow.
I know. I know.
There's a strange noise coming from my front door. Hold on.
Okay. I'm gonna pause it. Mandy's still alive. Everything's
I
good.
am, it wasn't the interesting neighbor.
Right. I love it. I love it. I love it. So yeah, so those are the things that I have going on. It's been a
Can you
great
not hear
week.
me talk?
No, I can't hear it. No.
It's raising pain. Hey. Okay, come on. No, come on.
And meanwhile, mine thinks you're talking to her. She's like, "What did I
Listen. I can't believe you can't hear that.
No, I
This
can't. I
really
can't.
works.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yes. So, all good things. It's been a weird week. It's been a great week. Yeah, so I can't wait for you to read those articles too, by the way. I mean, you have to remember it was written in a very long time ago. So when they talk about her black boyfriend, they don't use the word black.
Oh, yeah,
So it's a
no, I
little
know.
startling. But I mean, you just have to remember when it's from. It's from a very long time ago. So it just makes it more interesting to me. So anyway, yeah. So tell me, Mandy, I think these are two books that you
They
have
are.
to bring
Listen,
us today.
I'm doing whole 30. I got nothing on food.
Yeah, I'm gonna struggle
I
next
hate
week,
food
except
right
for
now.
what I just told you I'm gonna make.
I hate food. I'm tired of thinking about it. I'm tired of figuring out what I can eat. I don't like sweet potatoes. Still don't like sweet potatoes. Still eating them.
Yeah,
Tired of them.
I love it.
Anyway, so yes, yeah, so these two books, I can't remember exactly where I heard about the first one. It was on, I think it was on President Obama's books. You know, he does his year-end music and books things, but I don't think that's where I got it. I can't remember
Okay.
where I saw it. Anyway, it's called A Marriage at Sea. It's by Sophie Elmhirst.
Okay.
It is a true story
Okay.
of a couple from England who decide they're gonna sail not around the world, but like across a couple of oceans. Like it was a very aspirational trip they were gonna take, and they like sold everything they owned to buy this boat, and they are out. They have made it a good ways away from wherever, and a whale comes, and like I don't know if it was intentionally, I don't know, but anyway, hits the boat. The boat capsizes. I mean, they have sold everything they own. This is all they have in the world. And they just watch it sink. And then they are at sea for an extended period of time, waiting to be, hopefully, they were in, like, let's say they were close to the Panama Canal. They were headed to the Galapagos, is what they were
Okay.
doing. That wasn't their final destination, but that was their next destination, was the Galapagos. Anyway, but it reads like a novel.
Okay.
And like I kept having to recheck and be sure that this was a true story. It is a true story.
That reminds me of Uneducated. Like, that's the way I felt about that book. Yeah.
But it was just like, how in the world, and the fact that this woman was able to like piece all this together, and but it was good. It was very compelling.
I just added it to my
And
story graph as a reminder to our
yes, that's
friends
where I
out
had
there.
to
We
go look
use
to
story
remember
graph now.
what the heck it is I read. And then the second one I just finished. I started a long time
So
ago, but
good.
it was on my Libro FM, and then all my Libby books came in, so I had to put it on hold to read, to listen to all my Libby books. Is Atmosphere by Taylor Jenkins
So
Reid.
good.
And I like most of Taylor Jenkins Reid books. The last one of hers I tried to read, I didn't love, but this one I really loved. It's about
Good.
astronauts, and sort of follows the whole group, but specifically to women astronauts who are lesbians, but in the closet, obviously, because this was in
It was the
like what, the
80s.
70s, 80s.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. It was a great book. I
I
can't
loved
tell
it.
you
Yeah.
right now. It's sitting here right now. I just finished it, like, you know, maybe 10 days ago. I can't tell you how it ends, Katie.
Oh, that's the best part.
I can't remember how it ends.
It's a,
I remember the big drama.
yeah.
I can't remember how it ends. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me?
I'm
Okay,
trying to like mouth
Katie
to her
said,
what the ending is
without
spoiling it for
spoiling
people
it.
that haven't read it. I co-signed on that one. I loved that book. It was very heartfelt, but then there was that element of like, ugh, like angst, and you know, it was just so good. So I agree. The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo and this one are probably two of my favorites of hers. So Yes.
I like that. I
So
like
good.
Evelyn Hugo too.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's what I got.
There we
And
go.
enjoy eating all your cheese and milk
I
and
know, I
bread and
can't
rice.
wait.
I just want a big bowl of cereal.
How many more
That's
days?
what I want right now. I don't even know.
The look on Mandy's
I don't
face,
even
y'all, is
know.
just defeated. I heard that.
Started on the third.
I heard that.
Behind it.
Yeah. Hey, baby girl. Yeah. Well, you got a little bit, but that's okay. You can do this. I'm so
I
proud of
can't hear a
you.
word you're saying.
Said, I believe in you.
Gosh.
I
Thank
believe in
you.
you.
I may
You
have had
can
some
do
bourbon.
this.
I may have, I have, the only
Look.
way I've cheated is I have had bourbon, but I'm like, it's cold.
It's bourbon season.
The world is on fire.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some bourbon.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
So.
Indeed. So I have some favorites for us this week. I have been watching a few things. First of all of our shows are back. But I've got a couple new things and then my favorite returning. So if you have not watched it, and this is a little bit of everything. So His and Hers and Runaway on Netflix. His and Hers is excellent. If you've got to watch one of the two, watch His and Hers. It is so good.
I heard in the interview, I think it was Fresh Air. They were interviewing the female lead in that. Is this the one
Yes.
that's set in Dahlonega?
Yes. It's set in Dahlonega and in Atlanta a little bit. It is so freaking good. The twists, the turns, the ending. I didn't see a lot of it coming. It was so good. Please watch it so we can discuss and see if you see
Okay.
the ending coming because I did not at all. It is so good. I cannot recommend it. And I think the name's a little dumb. It does not correlate with how this is a thriller. This is a big time thriller. And it's really good. Runaway is based on Harlan Corbin. Is that his name? The writer, the mystery writer that wrote the last one with Reese. And that is a really good one. It is also twisty, turny. So those are some thrillers, which is great for this time of year for me. Like curl up under a blanket, turn the fire on, and watch a thriller. So those two are really good. If you want more of a Hallmarky, there's a new show called Best Medicine. It's on Fox. I'm gonna pull up the cast because
I want with Josh Charles.
Josh Charles, Abigail Spencer, who I also love, Annie Potts, so good, but very Hallmarky. Josh Charles plays a doctor who's afraid of blood. He's had this thing happen, which we don't really know why yet, but he's scared of blood. And so he goes back to this little small town where his aunt, Annie Potts, lives and decides to do small town medicine practice to kind of help him get over his fear of blood. As a doctor, it's a bad thing. So anyway, it's cute. It's very light and funny. He is great. So if you need something light, that's a good one. And of course, my favorite new show, it lives up to all the hype it's getting in the awards world, but The Pitt is back and it is so good. It is so good. Noah Wyle is just amazing and I'm very hopeful for this new season. There's only been one episode out, so I'm hopeful for this new season that they won't do the second season tank. I don't think they will. It's just too good. So The Pitt is amazing. So the other two things I have are things that one thing I bought for myself and the other I was given as a Christmas present. So I have talked before about a setting spray, and I don't do full face makeup very much, but if I got to be in makeup all day, I definitely use a setting spray so it'll stay where it's supposed to be. And I used to use the MOB, which is a lot of, oh gosh, drag queens use that brand. Sorry. The word was not coming to my head, but they were out of my favorite setting spray. It smells good. It's really great. If you like MOB stuff, go for it if it's back in stock. So I called a friend of mine. I was like, what do I do? My face is going to slide off if I need it. And so the Milk Makeup setting spray is what she recommended, and I have enjoyed it the very few times I've used it. Because again,
You know, I bought one
I don't do full face.
maybe last year, maybe the year before, I can't remember, to like try it in the summer. And then, but I don't know, I'll have to try one of these because I didn't like the one I tried.
Yeah,
It was,
so I
made
have
me feel
liked the
sick.
milk and I like the other one too. I can send you a link for that. They were out, so I don't know if they're back in stock or not, but yeah, so I
Okay.
like
Well,
it.
yeah, I'll try one of these because it made me feel like I was like putting spray sunscreen on my face.
Yes, and some of them do, I think, smell that way, but this does not. So,
Okay.
the other thing was my friend Jennifer gave me this necklace, and everybody looks at it like I have some kind of Celtic death symbol on. But it's not. It's my name. It's the letters of my name stacked up on each other. And it's really pretty. And I really love it. And so she got it on Etsy. And so I've linked to the Etsy link for my necklace. I get tons of comments on it. Everybody loves it. They're very intrigued by
Yeah,
it.
Christy gave us, I think, earrings last year for Christmas. And it is, it's cool. Like you have to like search to like figure out how it all. Yeah.
Yeah, especially so with mine, the K is sideways. So I have to turn it, well, for you to see it right on, I have to turn it sideways for people to see the K, which is just intriguing to people. So it's a real fun little piece. And she got them for all the girls. So we feel like we are in a cult.
Well, there you go.
There we go. So yeah, those are my favorites.
Well, good. Those are fun. Thanks,
Yeah,
Katie.
thank you. So
All
what are
right.
you up to this week, Mandy?
Nothing. Nothing. Dealing
Good.
with a bunch of nonsense with the new house in the crazy estate.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get it cleaned out.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
Love
about
it.
you?
I am, we got that football game like I talked about, getting ready for the Olympics. That's about it. I mean, I don't have anything
You don't
crazy
watch any
planned.
NFL football?
I might. The
Yeah.
Eagles are out, but there's also
The
some
Eagles.
good drama. I do watch Hard Knocks on HBO. If you're not watching that, I think you would like that.
I did. I got into that. I've watched like 4 seasons of it.
Yeah, it's so good. It's because I love the story part of it. The
Yeah.
sport is great, but I love the story. So,
Yeah, well, if you've watched Hard Knocks, then
yeah, I need to
Josh
watch.
Allen and the Bills are still in it. They will play. I just pulled it up to look. They play the Broncos. The Broncos had a bye last week. So the Bills are playing the Broncos. And then the 49ers, who my favorite player in the 49ers is George Kittle.
Oh,
And
yeah.
he tore
Yes.
ACL last week. So he's out. But the 49ers are playing the Seahawks, and the Seahawks also had a bye last week. So, and then it's the Patriots. The Patriots are back. They've got a young quarterback, Drake May,
Who I
who has been
love.
tearing it.
If you're not
So it's the
following Mary
Patriots.
Michael or Ann Michael,
I'm
his
not. Who is
wife,
that?
oh, so his
Oh.
wife is Ann Michael May and she did Bakemas. So she would bake cookies and Christmas treats all Christmas. And it's the most wholesome content. She's definitely a Southern girl living in Boston, but she's so cute. And the comment section is hilarious. So
Okay, I'll
go
check it
follow
out.
Ann Michael. I mean, it's stuff like, oh, I love those cookies. Make sure Drake doesn't eat too many so he can go play and not be sick. It's just the most wholesome, lovely, sweet, wonderful. They love them.
Okay, well,
And
good.
so it's really
They
fun.
should, because he's the storyline of the MVP for the NFL this year. It's between Drake May, who's I think a second-year quarterback from the Patriots, and Matthew Stafford. who just finished his 17th season with the Rams. And so then that's the other game, are the Rams and the Bears. And like I said, I'm a little torn on that because I've been the Bears played the Packers last Saturday night, I think, and it was the most epic comeback that you have ever seen. It was like a fourth quarter epic comeback by the Bears. And when it first started, all of a sudden the ESPN announcement came. This is a funny story. I should have talked about baseball story. The Cubs have signed Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman was in the same draft class as Dansby. They were both shortstops. Alex Bregman was a shortstop at LSU, and Dansby was obviously at Vanderbilt. And Dansby was picked first. Bregman was picked second. And so Bregman has always worn number two because he went number two in the draft. Bless his heart. Well, guess what, y'all? Now Bregman's gonna be playing third base and Dansby's gonna be playing second
I
base.
love it. I love it.
I mean shortstop. Dansby's playing shortstop.
I actually have a baseball story for you as well because, and I took a screenshot of it, but it was so early in the morning. You're welcome. I didn't send it to you, but I'm gonna send it to you right now. My alma mater, First of the Presbyterian Day School, one of their baseball
Can
players,
you not hear that?
one of their baseball players signed to Vandy. There's going to be a Macon
Oh,
boy
good.
at Vandy. His name is Keon
Yay.
Johnson. And everybody was really
How
excited. So I'm
good.
sending you the screenshot of him signing. So I was like, oh, a Vandy boy from my alma mater. I'm so
Awesome.
excited.
Very
So
excited.
real
I have
excited.
to hold the speaker up to my ear because I don't know what's happening outside my door. It sounds like they're trying to remove a vault. There's some dripping, there's some banging.
Is there
I
a
don't
dead body
know what's happening.
involved? I mean, I feel like
Maybe.
maybe.
Not sure. Not sure. So sorry. Yeah,
No,
I'm walking
I'm
around with my boom box up to my ear.
there we go. So I'm excited about our Vandy boy, and
That is awesome.
I don't know what I'm sure it was several days ago. I should look and see what position he plays or whatever, but I was just so excited to see that he signed with Vandy. So,
That is very
I just
exciting.
sent that screenshot so you can know who he is. So we're
All
excited.
right. Well, great. Well, listen, everybody, watch some football.
And we'll see you next week with some Olympic news, I am sure.
Absolutely. Bye.